health department won't comment on its investigation, but a statement from Carolina Community Maternity Center says the suspension occurred after a mother had to be rushed to a hospital and the birth resulted in, quote, a bad outcome. Now Priscilla Benson of Charlotte doesn't know what she's going to do. She's 18 weeks pregnant with her fourth child. She prefers working with midwives because they make her feel most normal. She says in her last delivery, she was able to go home just 3 hours after giving birth.
I'm worried because my ideal birthing experience is not in the hospital. And I'm worried that they're not going to be able to open back up and then I'm not going to be able to use them.
The maternity center did not return requests for comment, but in a statement says the state recently started to enforce a regulation it had been ignoring. The regulation requires the physician to be on call and available at the birthing center. The maternity center says the state approved its license without that requirement. Instead, the center has a physician available for medical assistance, but not required to be at the birthing center. In the case that sparked the suspension, the statement says a doctor would not have provided proper care at the birthing center because the mother was in need of a hospital's operating facilities. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama.